Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to join in the conversation is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. All right, this has been going on for a bit, and finally we have to clear out the air on the air. We, as a general, on the show, as a group, kind of have a consensus that we think somebody that's in a relationship on the show might have their partner cheating on them, or there's something going on. Like, the relationship is questionable. Alex, is that a fair statement to make?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not Alex. It's not the Egyptian. Those two are doing well. Liv the Web Girl and her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, they're doing good. Pork Chop, you and your man, I don't know, though. What's going on with this relationship?
Well, I don't know. There's just something a little interesting that caught my eye. We were both hanging out on the couch the other day, and his phone went off, and it was just on, you know, on the coffee table, and I looked over, and it said notification, and I thought that was weird. I've never seen that before. Like, you know, with Snapchat, when it goes off, it'll tell you like who it's from, or if you get a text, a little preview of the text will come up. But he got like a notification from Facebook, and it was just in all blue, and it just said Facebook. And then I asked him about it. I was like, "Oh, hey, that's weird. Like, what's that?"
What'd he say?
He's an Uber driver. So let's say he gets a notification while he's Uber driving. He doesn't want his passenger that's sitting right next to him to see like the whole message. So let's say I texted him something sweet, like, "Oh, hey, babe, I love you." Like, he doesn't want to be embarrassed. He doesn't want, you know, Garrett with the heart to pop up and then it says my little text.
Interesting.
Yes, I would agree with Alex. By the way, that never happens. That is very interesting. What else? Is there any other things happening here, Pork Chop, that you can share and help us kind of figure out what's going on?
What else has happened recently?
No, not at all. That was the only thing that just, you know, that caught my eye. I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, how do you do that? Why do you do that?
Okay. There's nothing else.
No, there's nothing else.
I'd like to say some things.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Alex. What would you like to
say?
Well,
first of all, I want to say that, and I don't want Liv or Joe to take offense to this, and I don't mean it that way at all. I like everyone's significant others on this show. But in particular, I just feel like I personally have connected with Chase the best. Like, he's my favorite significant other. If I had to choose a favorite out of anyone on this show, I really have fun talking to him and hanging out with him. So there's that. But at the same time, there is some nuance to this where I think I can say I personally really, really like him. But then I also don't know that he is necessarily really in your relationship with you at this point any longer, or something shady is going on. Like, I feel like either he doesn't want to be in the relationship and he's looking for an out, or something shady is going on. And here's why. And I took notes because I was really thinking about this last night, and I wrote down all the reasons why this is, like, the evidence points to this.
She has an itemized check. Is that laminated?
Listen, you know I'm into true crime, so when it comes to looking for evidence, I'm good at looking for evidence. So first of all, your Facebook, Pork Chop, says that you're in a relationship. His doesn't.
I can explain that, but keep going.
Okay. You post pictures of him or the two of you together. He doesn't. And I actually went back all the way to 2009, to the beginning of the inception of his Facebook. He has never posted one photo of you.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Never?
Never once. I said, I wrote down, you are the only person that he's ever dated, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
He's dated females before me, but go ahead.
Okay. So, but you're the first and most serious relationship he's ever had, right?
Most definitely.
And he was very young when you got together.
Right.
Okay. He went out of his way to tell you someone was posting pics of him on a dating app recently and not to worry because it was a catfish, right?
Correct.
Okay. He sent explain
me this,
that.
He sent me the screenshot. Well, I think so. Someone here locally reached out to him, which I don't know, I thought was interesting, and said, hey, just to let you know, someone is using your photo, Chase, on a dating app, and I just wanted to let you know. And so Chase was like, oh, could you screenshot it and tell me, you know, who is it? What's the guy's name? And this person that messaged to him said, oh, well, I tried to do that, and the guy blocked me.
Yeah, convenient. And then he's constantly jealous and accusing you of cheating, isn't he? Isn't he doing that all the time?
Not necessarily. But he used to be very, what's the word? Like
insecure, jealous?
Not, like, poke, you know, always checking with me, but not so much anymore.
Sounds
but
like someone that's projecting their guilt onto someone else.
It definitely is something that I would agree with Alex there on that one. Wow, pork chop, and you're kind of like not coming full honesty with all these details, which is kind of interesting. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you had to speculate, Alex, I mean, we don't have all the facts here. What would you say is happening?
I think you'd have to be Helen Keller not to notice or even consider that he is either on dating apps and actively trying to seek out attention from other guys, or he is looking all the time for a way to get out of this relationship because he has never known or been with anyone besides you and he wants to experience something else.
I think your theories are just out of this world, but anyways, we've been together for 7 years and we have split a couple times, and every time, you know, we always come right back together.
And how do those getting back togethers happen? Who is initiating the getting back together? Are you going to him? Like, are you sure I miss you?
I think he wants me to be the one, but it's not me. It is him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is interesting. 833-JOE-ALEX. Thank you for the research, Alex, by the way. That's a lot more than I was aware of.
Creepo.
Never, ever posted a photo. Wow.